You know, just like the stars go around their circuit, the electricity goes around its circuit. The plumbing system has a circuit. The earth cycles has a circuit, different seasons. So likewise, the human is going around his or her circuit. If you notice the cats, they follow a circuit. You know, they go to this neighbor, they're looking for food or whatever, going over to this neighborhood, this neighbor, and across the street, and they come back around, you know. The cats might be the ones spreading the disease to people, you know. You never know. Bringing home mice. Anyway, everything follows a circuit. Everything follows its circuit. Round and around and around and around. People think they're going somewhere, but they're not really going anywhere. Their outside circuit that they think they're going here, going there, traveling here, doing this, going here, but they're not really going anywhere. They're just in the same place. It just looks different. The view might look different, but it's not really different because the same truth is everywhere they go. What was the old saying people used to say? If you're having trouble here and you go across the street and you're having trouble and you go another city you're having trouble, then the trouble's not other people, it's you, you know. So no matter where you go, there you are. You're here, there, wherever. H-E-R-E. And so the going back and forth, trying to accomplish something, get something, be something, change, whatever you're trying to accomplish, it's all internal. Whatever challenge you face, wherever you are, it's all internal. Now, there might be environments that are really bad, that are toxic, that you can't change. You have to just move on and look for an environment that suits you, that fits you. Because if the environment is so toxic that you can't handle it, go find another environment. I noticed people, I did industrial maintenance and for about 2 or 3 years, and people loved that environment. I hated it. I thought, well, this is good money, so I don't care how much money it was. I hated it. They loved it, though. They loved it. So everybody's different. Some people can handle it, some people can't. But I was looking at the chemicals and the extreme weather change, you know, really hot in there or really cold, depends on, you know, it's like, this is ridiculous, this is insanity. But some people love it. So no matter where you go, for the most part, you're not really going anywhere. You're not really changing anything. Your environment might change a tad bit, but still, it's an internal thing. You can go about your circuit, go to the store, grocery store, go home, sleep, take a shower, get your clothes ironed, whatever you do, and folded, and do the repeat every day. And that repeat every day is just a circuit, a cycle, a repeat, a circuit. It's called a circuit. You know, when you're young, you see the circus come to your town, right? oh, the circus is here. Well, as soon as they leave your town, they go to the one next to it, and the people think the same thing. Oh, the circus is here. The circus is just following their circuit to make their money. But to you, it's once a year, or maybe at the most twice a year, and you say, oh, the circus is here. There's really nothing exciting about the circus at all. Just a bunch of bells and whistles and going around. And I mean, really? A loop-de-loop, round and around and around and around you go. And that's what life is. And they just built a Topgolf. I'm going to go to Topgolf. I'm going to go to here. I'm going to go here. I have no desire to go over there. I'm going to go. They just built a go-kart shop. Oh, I'm going to go there. They got you in a circuit, a cycle, a repeat, and you think you're going somewhere. I'm going to go to the mountains. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to fly to Hawaii. After you're there about 2 or 3 days, it gets boring. It's completely internal, people. It's all internal. It's internal. You're not going to learn anything if you're not introspective. I saw people my whole life, they were not introspective at all, and I actually see them now. And I'll go to a restaurant and talk to somebody on a regular basis, and like, they have no internal, they've created a box that nobody can call them out. They have no introspection. The trouble you face is a good thing. The trouble that you faced is trying to force you to look at the inside. The trouble that you faced is trying to force you to look at the inside. And it's a good thing, because otherwise you wouldn't look at the inside. Why do I keep dating these same kind of women? Why do I let somebody say something that's not healthy? And why do I put up with that? Why do I keep talking to this person, and this person's crazy? You know, you have to start looking at the inside and say, why? You can't blame the outside, the other people. You have to look at the inside. They're not going to change. They're not going to change. You have to change. The outside circuit is not going to change. No matter what kind of system you set up for your little vain 70-year life, it's not going to change. Only you can change. You might have some help. You might have some people that really, you might run across somebody that really has real love, and they might help you change. But a lot of times when you show somebody real love and tell them the truth, they get offended and think you're attacking them, but you're really just trying to help them. Trying to yank them out of their delusion, you know. You're trying to yank, like this tailgater behind me. This tailgater behind me acting all stupid. Because he didn't wake up in time. He's rushing to get to work, causing a wreck, you know. Ridiculous. The good thing about doing rideshare, you had to keep that income flowing, you had to change the way you respond to people, knowing that people are just, most people are flat out just emotional basket case insanity, you know. So you have to change your response to their childish behavior, you know. Selfish, childish behavior. The inside is where it's at. Adam knew his wife Eve, right? Think about that for a second. Adam knew his wife Eve. Always wondered what that was. What was the symbology of that? Adam had to go inside for that union to make a baby, which is a until Christ be formed in you type and shadow. And so inside to know somebody. Think about that. There's a parallel spiritually to the physical realm that's off the roof. Everything in the physical is completely, wholly, allegorically connected to the spiritual. Everything. Everything that you do has a spiritual meaning. So Adam knew his wife. The man knows his wife. The only way you're going to know yourself or know, like the people go to the counselors or the psychologist or whatever, right? Like if you go to a psychologist or something, they're going to ask you some questions about the inner man, the inner person. If you have people in your inner circle, there's only certain things you talk about with your inner circle, right? The inner circle. When you have like the Venn diagram, the Venn diagram has an overlapping and it has like an inside, right? To know the inside. The overlapping. So if you're not introspective, you don't even know yourself. Other people can watch your action, behavior, words, but you're not introspective. They might know you better than you know yourself. Because you can't look at the inside. You can't face off with your sin. You can't face off with your insanity, your delusions, your whatever it is. You don't want to hear it. Some people do, but most people don't. I had a college roommate one time. We all went over there. All the roommates went over and had Christmas dinner or something. And you could see, talking to his dad, was in the police department or something. You could see that he's probably dead now, so it don't really matter. You could see that he had no introspection. He was, the way he talked to his wife, he just said stuff that's like, you have no inner introspection, man. You just say stuff off the roof that you don't care how it sounds. No introspection. And that's one of the first times I've met somebody, a person that, I mean, I've met them growing up, you know, but I'm talking about that it was so obvious and not even funny. The man had no introspection. I'm sure he was a good man, you know. Tried to be a good man, take care of his family or whatever, but I've watched some family dynamics in my lifetime that, like, these people are sick. Surrounded by in-laws that are sick. In-law, outlaw. the average person you talk to has no Bible truth, no Bible knowledge, and mostly, if you don't have any truth, biblical truth, you're pretty much sick, to be honest with you. If you don't understand walking in the Spirit, you're sick because you're under legalism. And the sad part is, when you're under legalism, you're really not under legalism to yourself. Deep down you are, but you're projecting it out to other people. They're never introspective about their own legalism towards others. They can see it in others, but they can't see it themselves, you know? So everybody goes around their circuit every day. And they think they're going somewhere when they're really not going anywhere on the outside. They're going somewhere on the inside. What blows your mind is these flesh creatures try to cross your boundaries, and as soon as they open their mouth, you know what they are. Blows your mind. They're trying to have a pride war, an ego thing, or want some money, want some attention. Sometimes the women, they want to just use you to make their boyfriend jealous or whatever. They always have these ulterior motives. They want control. I've actually seen it. They try to use another man to control their man. And the men might do the same thing. I don't know. But you go about your circuit, and you're looking out. All five senses are about touch, taste, smell, outside, right? You're looking out, and you're seeing stuff go around you. Just stand still. Just sit still and watch the birds and the cats and the bugs and the wind, and just watch how everything just revolves around you. It's like a circuit. Pay attention. And think about how your five senses are focused on the outside. But what is focused on the inside? The awareness. Your conscious awareness is the only thing that can focus on the inside. Pay attention to your thoughts, your words, your actions, your responses, your body language. And go to the next level. And after you do that long enough, if you do it for like 5 years, you'll see that your inside is actually writing the script on the outside. And as you become more healthy on the inside, the outside starts to change to more healthy people around you and all that stuff. So, while you're going about your circuit, no matter what kind of circuit it is, what do you see? You see rocks, clay, concrete, dirt, buildings, trees, birds, cats, dogs, windows, bricks, signs. So as you're going about your circuit daily, look at all the signs. The signs are everywhere. S-I-G-N means sign of the cross. That's where the word comes from. The sign of the cross is everywhere. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's inside. The spirit of your mind. Nobody's talking about this. I mean, there's a few gurus out there talking about it, but you don't even hear a preacher talking about it. It's all the inner. I mean, this would be like number one topic. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're hid in Christ, in God, and Christ in you. It's all inside stuff. The outside's just a, it's not even real. It's just a projection. It's all about the inside, people.